Welcome to another inspiring Sister's Message. We hope you are blessed by this ministry.
Well, here we are at our Sister's Magazine launch in May 2020. We could not have everyone come here, but we are coming to you in your home and trusting that you are going to be blessed by the word and everything already that you've experienced, like the worship, and there's more to come. Well, here we are on the beach. We've even put the beach on the stage for you, as you can see. Sand in my hands, we have held nothing back to make sure that we place value on you as a woman of God. And if you are visiting us for the very first time, we trust that you will be blessed and you will be encouraged. Our theme, Rejoice, this year is prophetic, I believe. As I said in January, joy is a permanent possession while happiness is fleeting. Joy remains while happiness comes and goes. Especially when things are tough, and times are tough right now. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Joy is the serious business of heaven. Joy and rejoicing is expressed in dance and song." Earlier this year, we looked at Miriam, who led the women in a dance as they came out of Egypt and the Red Sea. Dancing is pictured as a joyful response to God. We read in Psalm 30, verse 11 and 12, this is David speaking, and he says, "You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing the praises of you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever." Psalm 30 is a psalm of David, a man after God's own heart. And who better to have given expression to God in praise and dance? David was saying, "Lord, you have caused me to dance because there is a dance in your heart, O God." We read in 2 Samuel 6:14 to 16, it says, "Wearing a linen ephod, David danced in the Lord's presence with all his might. He and the entire nation of Israel brought the ark of the Lord with shouts of joy and the sounding of ram's horns. When the ark of the Lord came to the city of David, Saul's daughter Michal looked out of a window and saw King David leaping and dancing in the Lord's presence. So she despised him." So I've entitled tonight's message, "The Dance in the Heart of God." And I believe if there is a dance in the heart of God, there should be a dance in our hearts. I have said this before, and I will say it again. Let dance be your stance as you dance into your future. What do I mean? What do I mean by that? Well, I believe what I'm speaking about, besides it being a physical twirl or swirl or skip or jump, it's an attitude. It is posture, it's position, and it is a stand. I'm not advocating that churches must all start dance teams when we all get back now and disrupt services. Dance is an expression that comes from a liberated, rejoicing soul. Our theme of rejoice lends itself to a heart of song and dance. And if we look at the heart of God, we will see a rhythm and a synergy in his creation. I'm using prophetic license as I speak this evening because I checked with my husband, who's my theologian, and I believe that it's really going to inspire you to get a dance in your heart. Moments ago, we sang about God of creation. There is a rhythm on earth created by God. The sea is filled with moving and dancing creatures. The sky is filled with dancing birds. That came from the heart of God. The Bible speaks about the Trinity at work in all creation. God is the triune God. In the beginning, God the Father, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit work together as a team, planning our existence. We read that in Genesis 1 verse 26. It says, then God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. I love how there is harmony and a rhythm in the Godhead. C.S. Lewis also wrote, the Holy Trinity is a kind of dance. The Bible suggests that the rivers, the trees, and the fields clap their hands. We read that in Isaiah 55, verse 12. It says, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. Likewise, in Psalm 98, verses 7 to 9, we read, let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord. So what about us? What about us? In him, we live, we move, and have our being. We find that in Acts 17, verse 28, where it says, for in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own prophets have said, we are his offspring. During this time, this very difficult time, I believe now more than ever, we should have a dance in our heart for God and for his goodness. And my first thought this evening is, let no one steal your joy and dance in your step. We read earlier how that when David came back with the Ark of God into Jerusalem, that David's wife, Michal, despised David for dancing joyfully before the Lord. She could not steal his joy or his dance. And when he returned home, she reprimanded him. And he said to her in return, which we read in 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 22, it says, and I will be even more undignified than this and will be humble in my own sight. For as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor. Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. You see, people who want to steal our joy in God and our dance are unproductive. They are unfruitful in their own lives. Michal was barren. Don't you just love it when you see children play, skip and dance? Well, Jesus said, unless we become like little children, we cannot enter the kingdom. It is beautiful to be childlike. I don't believe that we should be childish, because the Bible also says we should put aside childish ways. That means our thinking. But I know that it's a beautiful thing to be childlike in the kingdom of God. We know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Don't let the enemy steal your dance. By the way, the enemy, the devil, has corrupted everything that God made for his purposes. And God made it with purity and with beauty. The devil wants to steal our joy. He wants to steal our dance and our stance, because he hates the sound of joy. So don't let him steal your joy. Music was corrupted by the devil when it was created for God, by God, and for man to worship God with. And we read that even God's own people sang and danced to a golden calf when they were inspired by the devil. We read that in Exodus chapter 32 from verse 17. It says, then Joshua heard the boisterous noise of the people shouting below them. He exclaimed to Moses, it sounds like war in the camp. But Moses said, no, it's not a shout of victory, nor the wailing of defeat. I hear the sound of a celebration. When they came near the camp, Moses saw the calf and the dancing, and he burned with anger. He threw the stone tablets to the ground, smashing them at the foot of the mountain. Dance was created by God and for God, not what we see in suggestive sensual moves focusing on the human body, glorifying the human body. It was meant to glorify God. Both music and dance can be redeemed, though. Isn't that beautiful? So even if it's modern, it can be glorifying to God and it can be for God. My second thought is God encourages dance and merrymaking. We read in Jeremiah 31 from verse 3, it says, "The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Again, I will build you, and you will be rebuilt, O Virgin of Israel.'" Speaking also to the church prophetically. "Again, you will take up your tambourines and go forth to the dances of the merry makers." And then we also read in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4, it says, it speaks about the times, the seasons. It says there's a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to grieve, and a time to dance. We know that life has its seasons, and yet in every season, we can rejoice in God. But at the end of the day, dancing and rejoicing is not condemned in the word, but it is encouraged. We also read in Psalm 149 from verse 1, it says, "Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful, O Israel. Rejoice in your Maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your King. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie in their beds." In this season, let's not allow anything or anyone to drag us down or feel that it's inappropriate to do a twirl or a swirl, a skip or a jump, and to have that stance and that attitude and that stand in your heart. Let no one take it away from you, because the Bible actually encourages us, and we decide what season we're going to find ourselves in during this lockdown. You know where the scripture actually ends? It says, "Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds." As I meditated on that and as I looked at some written concordances about that, it says even on their deathbed, they will be able to have that stance of a dance in their souls and in their spirits, and they will have a song in their hearts. The third thought this evening is the groom will dance with his bride. Jesus is the bridegroom of heaven, and the church is his bride. There is a dance in the heart of God with his bride, and Jesus is the Lord of the dance. I love what author and pastor Steve Wend wrote. He says, "The dance in the heart of God is the dance at the heart of the universe, the great dance to which each one of us is invited in the Lord Jesus Christ." And when we read the book of Song of Songs, it is not only a love relationship written about between Solomon and his bride, but a picture of Jesus and his bride. I remember when my son Adrian and his wife Claire got married, and how they prepared the first dance, because my son is not into the dance thing, but I know he's got a stance in his heart. And then Andre and I were next to join them on the dance floor. And how they prepared this, it was a nerve-wracking experience. And I'm sure many can relate to this, especially if you're not really a dancer and feel like you were born with two left feet. Well, we read in Song of Songs from the Message paraphrase, chapter 6, verse 13. It says, "Dance, dance, dear Shulamite, angel princess. dance and we'll feast our eyes on your grace. Everyone wants to see the Shulamite dance, her victory dances of love and peace. Who is the Shulamite? The Shulamite is the church, the bride of Christ. And here we are encouraged so beautifully. We want to see you dance, bride. We want to see you be victorious, bride. We want to see you rejoicing, bride. Did you know that in every dance, there is a leader and there is a follower? We as the bride follow the lead of our groom, Jesus. That means we do not lead him. We do not take charge. We flow. We flow with his word and with his instructions, with every fiber of our being. A dancing structure will tell you that in every dance there is a leader and a follower. And if a leader is strong and knows where he wants to go, the follower should have no choice but to go there. God is our choreographer, girls. Christians should flow with him. Jesus invites us all to the dance, though not all will want to follow. As we come to a close this evening, let me encourage you. Let him not say to you, like we read in Luke 7, verse 32, these are the words of Jesus. He said, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. What he was saying is, we made a way for you, but you didn't want to come to the party. And you know, as we contemplate on where we stand with the Lord Jesus tonight, maybe you should say to yourself, I need to go to this party. I need to dance with my Savior. I want to say to you, don't sit this dance out. Life sitting on the sideline leaves you empty and without purpose. Dance while you can. We see the life of Michal being barren because she didn't join in. She didn't join in. She was sitting on the sideline. She was peeping through the window. Don't be that person. Don't be like that. Take his hand tonight and follow his lead. Because when we leave this earth and go into eternity, we will join the great and glorious dance in eternity. Can I encourage you? Put your trust in God because he loves you. And he made a way for you to know him by sending Jesus. Open your heart to Jesus and invite him into your life. And if you've done that or you're planning right now to do that, I will lead you in a prayer right now. You can pray these words. Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you and invite you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for accepting me and making a way for me to be saved. Thank you for forgiving my sins. I love you and I will serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I trust that you have been inspired to believe that with the dance in the heart of God, there will also be a dance in your own heart as you make your way into your glorious future, because the Lord says he knows the plans that he has for us. They are good plans to bless us. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed and inspired by this ministry.